No, we're done with Prophet Hud. Remember Prophet Hud? He came back and he found the people of Ayat are buried under tons and tons of sand. And he said, oh my people, you know, today are the people of Thamud. People of Thamud, you know, every one of those guys, they were famous for one kind of evil. People of Thamud were famous for what? Cheating, that's right, sneaky cheating. That's number one. And number two, they were also famous for something we didn't cover. Huh? Oh, that's the people of Ayat. They were doing the mafia business, the ganging. Now, the people of Thamud, they were also famous for something which is really, really bad. And it's not good to talk about in the masjid. But they had one of those ladies that used to be a singer. She sings a lot of bad songs and she promotes bad stuff, and she encouraged girls to do bad things that girls, good girls, shouldn't do. So they were also famous for that. And that lady had, do you think she had a husband?
No.
She was so bad. So if she is so bad, then what do you think she has? Huh? Something that we have to say it, but oh, she has, huh? A boyfriend. Yuck! She has a boyfriend. And her boyfriend was so strong, okay? And she was giving Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. Remember, the people of Thamud, the Prophet name is what? Saleh. She was giving him the hardest time. She didn't like what he is spreading. She thought that what he's teaching is against what she wants. She wants to promote which business? The bad business. And Prophet Saleh wants to promote which business? The good business. So she is the one that used to tell her friends, especially this boyfriend, to go and dig traps to Prophet Saleh. So they dig a lot of traps for him. And when he walks, he falls into these traps. And then he would go around and say, hey, guys, let me tell you something. Saleh. He would hold Prophet Saleh like this. Saleh, get up, ya Saleh. Get up. Pick another volunteer if you don't get up. Say, hey guys, look up Saleh. Look at him. How many nose he got? How many eyes? How many ears? Is he any different than us? No, he has what we have. We eat food. What do you eat?
I eat bugs.
You don't eat kids?
No. Yes, I do.
I'm the one who eats kids. He brings him up and he says, look at him, guys. Look at him. Is he any different than you? They say, no, he's just a human like us. Then he says, well, he's saying he's different. He's saying he's a prophet. He's saying he's an angel. So he puts words on the tongue of the prophet. He's saying he doesn't like to be a normal human, so he's making himself a different kind of human. A human that has, like, a prophet human, which means that a human that has what? You know, wings, and he talks with Allah and he communicates with heaven. Yes.
I have a question. You know how so many times in like the middle guy, the person who's pretending to be the middle guy, he would be like, he would be like, he really did like want power. That's why
yes.
Him, the person who spoke to the middle guy, and then the prophet's asking for like so much less.
Yes. Yes. This is the people who have conflict of interest with the Prophet. The people who have what? Who disagree with the Prophet. Why? Because they don't like the teachings of the Prophet. Why? Because the teachings of the Prophet is not what they want to promote. They want to promote a different kind of teaching. So they disagree about what the Prophet is teaching. So they fight the Prophet. So why the Prophet? Why the Prophet is teaching people how to be fair in their business? Who? Oh, he's yours? Okay. While the Prophet is teaching people how to be fair in their business, they don't want that. Because their business is built on what the Prophet is telling people not to do. Like this girl, this lady, her business was built on, you know, the bad songs and getting guys, girls and guys to do bad stuff. So the Prophet is telling people, no, this lady is evil. Don't do what she asks you to do. Stay away from her. And she said, she was thinking that this guy wants to get me out of business. This guy tried to get me what? Now you tell me, if somebody's business is haram, is against what the Prophet teaches, this person should do one of two things. A, fight the Prophet. Or B, change the business. Which one?
B,
change the business. But some people don't want to change the business because they are so making so much money in it and they invested so much in it, they don't want to change the business. So they want to stay in the business. So what do? They fight the Prophet. So while Prophet Saleh is walking in the street, one of her followers is always walking behind him, mocking him. She was able to recruit somebody. So let's get you. No, another volunteer. Let's get you. You are Prophet Saleh. Walk around saying, you people worship Allah and stop cheating in business. Say that.
You people worship Allah and stop
cheating.
In business. Yeah. And the guy walking behind him and mocking him like this. You know? So, now the whole idea. And they also they make up songs. And she takes, you know, she has girls who sing bad songs, okay? And she sends them out in the street and they sing, oh, you people, let me tell you a story of a big liar. His name is Saleh. He says that he's a prophet and he talks to the guys in heaven. Don't believe him. For he is a big liar. Don't listen to him. He wants to make himself a special human. He is after recognition. He wants to show up. And you know, and she would do all kinds of business, all ideas to turn people away from Salah. And guess, was she successful or not successful?
Not successful.
No, she was very successful. Prophet Saleh had a hard time. And people would say, yeah, you are a liar. First of all, they told them, stop putting your nose into our business. Okay? We cheat in our business. It's our business. It's none of your business. It's our business. Get yourself out of it. So what we cheat? For example, if we have a slave like this, okay, if we're selling a cow, let's say he's a cow, and we're selling a cow, okay? We cheat. If we are selling this cow, how much do you weigh? You weigh how many pounds?
I don't know.
Okay, let's say he weighs 50 pounds. They cheat in the scale. They bring, you know, they bring a scale that they play with, that they change, so that when they hang him like this, and weigh him, and instead of weighing 50 pounds. Now I need to grow some muscles before I can lift you off the ground. And instead of weighing 50 pounds, guess how much he would weigh?
49 and a half.
No, 60 pounds. So they have cheated in how many pounds?
10.
If the pound is 5 pounds, if the pound is what? So they have charged people in how many? They have cheated people in how many dollars?
$50.
Now wait. If they are buying, they go to the people and they bring their scales. And they say, we don't trust your scales. We don't trust what? We're going to use our scales. Our scales are very accurate. People say, what's wrong with our scales? No, we don't like your scales. They are not well calibrated. They are not well what? You know how they calibrate to make sure that the scale is working right? Huh? They calibrate it, they measure it, they tune it, they fix it, they make sure it is reading exactly the right weight. So they say, we bring their scales and say, we don't trust your scales. We weigh it on our scale. And then they hang this guy and they weigh him when they are buying. Then he would weigh 40 pounds. He would weigh how much?
40.
He's actually 50, but he would weigh 40. Because the scales are what? Tampered with. Are not real scales. If they are real scales, then when they measure him, he will weigh the right weight. But unfortunately, he doesn't. He doesn't weigh the right weight. You see? So they cheat when they buy and sell. That's one business. The other business is the what? Come to me. Don't go away. The bad, bad songs and the bad, bad night life that they used to have over there. Yeah. Something like, something similar to the nightlife of Las Vegas or something like that. So, she was, who was enemy number one to Prophet Sadat? She was. One time, they were in the day of Eid. They were in which day? Eid. And Prophet Sadat will take advantage of this day. Guess this day is a good opportunity for the Prophet. Why? And people have time to listen. People have time to what? And all of them are gathered. So he shows up and he says, you people, stop doing this bad business. Stop doing shaitan business. Go do Allah's business. Pray and repent to Allah. And stop worshipping these middle guys.
I have another question.
Oh, they have their own Eids. The word Eid is Eid. It's celebration. The word Eid is celebration. So it's not our Eid.
What is it?
So basically, remember that Shaitan was able to get them into this business by convincing them not to listen to Allah, but to worship who? To pray to who? Bubu. Remember Bubu? Yes. And they get confused. Now he is telling them, stop worshipping Bubu and do your business the fair way. Would you like, and then he would say, would you like to be cheated? They said, no, I don't like to be cheated. Then he asks him, if you don't like to be cheated, then why are you cheating the people? Huh? Because I'm smarter than them. No, because you're not smarter than them, because you're bad. You're dishonest. What? You're calling me names? Hey, guards, come get him. Beat him up. Don't you ever call me names again. And then he goes to the go ahead.
If they're bad, wouldn't your bad be a compliment? Wouldn't it be something more like
a compliment? Yes, it is a compliment, but they used to brag about, I am the biggest cheater in the town. Who is more a cheater than me? Yes, that's true. And this is very smart, by the way. But the Prophet didn't tell him that. The Prophet told him, you're evil person. You're doing something evil. Stop doing that evil. You're wicked. You are from inside. You know, you don't have, you don't have a conscience. You have a dead conscience. You have no feelings. And then some of those fathers and mothers, they used to send their daughters to this lady to learn how to sing. To learn how to what?
Sing.
And he would go to the people and say, would you like somebody to do this to your sister?
No.
No, nobody can do this to my sister. He said, then why you do it to other people's sisters? You to listen to their songs.
I didn't do it.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, in this day of Eid, they had a big confrontation. And they said, Saleh, listen to us. We are sick and tired of you. We don't want to listen to you anymore. We are very sick and tired of you. You know what? You're a big liar, and we need you to get out of town now. We need you to get out of town where?
Now.
Prophet Saleh had how many believers around him? Had about 5 or 10 believers, between 5 and 10 believers. Let's say 10 believers. The 10 believers, as soon as the guards came to grab him and take him and throw him out of the town, the 10 people surrounded him and said, don't you dare to come close to the guy. He is a true prophet and he wants your guidance. And he doesn't want any money from you. He's not asking you for money. And he doesn't want anything from you. He's following the guidance. He's practicing what he's preaching. He's walking his talk. What do you want from him? They said, we are not leaving today without kicking all of you guys out of town. We're sick and tired of you. That's it. So Prophet Saleh said, hold on guys, hold on. What do you want me to do so that you believe me? Ha! Look what happened. Now it's very important to listen. Uh-oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Pay attention. Pay attention. What is going to happen next is very important. The Prophet said, what do you want? What? Huh? What do you want? What? What do you want to happen so that you what? So that you believe me. They started whispering to each other. Hey, hey, he is asking what we want. Come, come. And they started whispering to each other and laughing. And then they went to him and they said, okay, one of them, the guy who went to him, was the boyfriend, the big boyfriend of the big lady. The lady, the big bad lady. And he told him, and he was kind of drunk. He said, Saleh, Saleh, I consulted with my people and we all agreed on
that he makes a camel come out of the mountain and then it gives birth right away.
Aha. Uh-huh. No, not give birth right away. Let me tell you exactly what he said. He said, Saleh, you want us to believe into you? He said, yes. Now the guys who are making the music are doing brum boom. You want us to say that you're a prophet and follow your teachings? He said, yes. Brum. Here's what we want. Do you see this mountain, Saleh? He says, yes, I see it. He see, we need the mountain. We need the what? To give birth to a she camel. Huh? The mountain giving birth to a she camel? And then the other guy said, wait, wait, we're not done yet. You're not done yet? You want a she-camel from the mountain and you're not done? Yes, yes, we want something. We want this she-camel to be able to give milk to the whole entire town in one day. So they need to be able to milk this she-camel and get milk out of this she-camel enough to feed the whole country. They said, so a she camel coming out of the mountain and giving milk for the whole country. Guess how many gallons of milk are melted this?
20 billion milk.
No, less. 10. And then one guy said, oh, guys, come on, be reasonable. They are mocking him. Oh, you guys, come on, be reasonable. Where is she going to get all that much, all that much milk from? We need to think, to be fair. Okay, here is, to be fair, we will allow her to drink the whole water of the lake. So she should be able to go one day, spend one full day, going into the lake and drinking all the water in the lake. And then the next day, she is going to give us the milk. And then the third day, she will go to the lake and we opened the gates, water was flowing, closed the gates, and then she should be able to drink what? All the water in the lake. They were so strong and mighty and smart that they built gates on the like dams to block the water. So that instead of the water running away to the ocean, they save it and they open the gates when they need it. Okay? So we'll open the gates and then when the lake is full of water, she drinks it. And then the next day she would bring milk to the whole what town. This is to be fair with you. And then he said, you guys commit yourself and say, if this happens, you will believe. All of them said, yes. Guys, say after me, Ya Allah, we make you our witness. And then they started, hey guys, just repeat after him. Just repeat after him. Repeat after him. Who's going to bring a she camel out of the mountain? Just listen to it. We are Allah. We make you our witness. And they were mocking him. That if what we ask for come out of this mountain, if what we ask for come out of this mountain, then we're going to believe and follow the guidance of Prophet Saleh. Then we're going to believe and follow the guidance of, oh, excuse me, I can't say the word prophet. The guy, Saleh. The guy, his name is Saleh. He said, fine, commitment. Ya Allah, make what they ask for happen. Now, guess if Allah would grant their wish, it means that Allah wants to do what? It means Allah wants to destroy, huh?
It will happen, and if they don't obey it, then they will be destroyed.
Exactly. Now, is it the same for somebody who saw a miracle? Is somebody who saw, if we have two people, one have seen a miracle, and one didn't see a miracle, would Allah judge them both the same way?
Yeah.
Let's say this guy traveled with Prophet Musa, and he crossed the Red Sea with him when he was able to split the Red Sea into dry roads. This guy did see that with his own eyes. And his eyes came out, And this guy didn't get to see it. Now, when they stand before Allah, would Allah judge them the same way? Allah will expect the guy who saw the miracle to have more faith or less faith?
More.
To do a lot more good deeds or less?
More.
Yes. Allah will expect higher from the guy who have seen the miracle. Just like the rich and the poor. Would Allah expect from the rich what He expects from the poor? If you have $2, if you are like Ammu and you have only $2, okay, and you give away $1, would you be treated like Ammu who has $10 million and he gives you $1,000? Huh? See, here is, if you're rich, are you expected to give $1 or $100?
$100.
But if you're poor, $1 would be enough or not enough? So $1 is enough for the poor, but is it enough for the rich? No, it's not enough. The rich needs to pay what? 500. The poor, same thing. So if this guy have seen a miracle and this guy didn't, they both could judge it differently. They're based on different rules. You have different rules than him. Because he's rich, you're poor. He has money, he can use his money, you don't have money to use. Okay? Now, guess what happened? Allah said, I am giving them the miracle. Which means that if they deny the miracle, what is going to come next?
Punishment.
You know the nature of Allah? Allah is very patient. Allah is what? Can you intimidate Allah?
No.
Can you make Allah, can you rush Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into something?
No.
Now, the patience of Allah is not for everybody all the time. You will enjoy the patience of Allah as long as you haven't seen any miracles. As long as you haven't seen any what?
Miracles.
But if you see a miracle, if I tell you I'm going to take this girl, I am going to... to convert her into a Barbie.
Yay!
And bala 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 boo Barbie boo boo Barbie. If I tell you that, okay, and you get to see that miracle, would you qualify for Allah's patience anymore? No more patience once you see the what? No more tolerance once you see the miracle. So Allah said, yes, I am going to send them. Allah said, I am going to send them the she camel. So watch and learn. So watch and what?
Learn
what? Learn why am I not sending miracles? Learn why am I not sending miracles? We always ask Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, show me America, show me America, show me America, Ya Allah, I want to see America. I want to see America right now. I want to see America. Why are you not showing me America, 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 America? Now, guess what? If Allah will accept your wishes and make you see America, aha, you are going to be accounted different than everybody else. and you are going to be held responsible to things that you're not held responsible to now. Yes, because once you see the miracle, you would expect it to be different. Because Allah is fair. Allah is what? Would He make the one who saw the miracle like the one who didn't? No. Even though they both are humans, but they are not judged the same. So Allah said, watch and learn. And Allah is telling every human, watch and
learn.
Wait, watch and
learn.
Learn what? Learn why am I not sending miracles? Because if I send the miracle and the miracle gets denied, guess what is going to happen next? Boo! Destruction! Boo, 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 boo. Explosions! Woo! You can't believe what is going to happen next. So he said, guys, the camel, the she camel is about to come. And they are mocking him. Hey guys, listen to the liar. I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry man, sorry. It was just a slip of a tongue. Listen to the Prophet Saleh. Listen to him. Listen to the guy. He said the mountain is going to split and give birth to a she camel. Watch. Everybody. Okay, well, they said when? He said right now. He said, ha, after how many minutes? He said now in a few seconds. Count until 10. 10. Boom, boom. 9. Boom, boom. 8. Boom, boom. 7. Boom, boom. 6. Boom, boom. 5. Boom, boom. 4. Boom, boom. 3. Boom, boom. 2. Boom, boom. 1. Boom. A big explosion went out of the mountain and a huge, humongous she camel came out. Everybody was like, huh? And the eyes went out like this. Huh? And the guy who's drunk, the boyfriend of the bad woman who's drunk, he said, huh? Man, I shouldn't drink that much. I shouldn't drink that much. Hey, guys, wake me up. Water, water. And he got a bucket of water and he poured it over himself. She camel? Man, is it possible that the guy is right? Oh, yeah, the guy is right. The guy is right. Yeah, we asked for it and it came. The guy is right. He's saying the truth. Hey, hush! Who said that he's saying the truth? Yes, here's the she camel. What else do you want? No, we said that the she camel has to
drink all the water.
Give milk to all town. And she hasn't done yet. Okay, guys. Announce that. Not everything what we asked it for came. We're still waiting for the milk. Our kids are hungry for the milk. Our babies are waiting to drink the milk. We want the milk. The whole town. So, we want your she-camel to go to the lake when? Now. And we want her to drink all the water where? In the lake. Now, guess how big is the lake? Huge lake. And how big is the camel? Small, you know, like, not that big camel. I mean, she's like half of the size of this part. But she can't really have, she doesn't have room for all this water. So they said, yeah, we'll follow you. Boom, 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 boom. Guys, watch the she camel. Boom, 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 boom. We don't know how is he able to get it out. Boom, 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 boom. But we're going to follow him until the lake. Boom, 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 boom. And watch to see what is going to happen to the she camel. She went all the way to the lake. And then she started sucking in water. She put her mouth in the water, and they said in 5 minutes she will lift her mouth and say, I can't drink anymore. I am full, man. I am full. But she didn't. She kept sucking in water. More water. More water. Water in. Water in. No stop. Not stop. Not stop. And the level of water in the lake is going down. And she is not full yet. She's still drinking. And the river is going down and she's still drinking. And she's still drinking and she doesn't want to stop. She doesn't want to stop. Until the water went all the way down. And then, guess what happened when she's done? When all the water is done, she left her neck up and she said, excuse me. Let's finish the shikam. Salah is right. Salah is right. The people, the crowd. Salah is right. He's right. He's a prophet. We should follow him. Hey guys, stop. Don't say that. The God said, what did you say? What did you say? You said what? Salah is right. No, what? You dared to say Salah is right? God, kill him. Oh, and the other guy say, Salah is wrong. Salah is wrong. Yeah. The gods of who? The gods of the bad? Huh? Lady, she had a lot of guards. Who wants to say that Salah is right? Salah is not liar. You want to say Salah is not liar? Huh? You want to say Salah is not liar? You know? You don't know? And he's a big, fat, huge liar.
I know.
And what happened?
I know.
Wait, it's coming another story. So they said, okay. Wait, why are you guys saying that he's not a liar? He said, wait until we see the milk. Did you drink the milk, baby? No, see? He didn't drink any milk. How about you? No. We are hungry for the she camel milk. When is the she camel milk going to arrive? Tomorrow. Guess, prepare the bombs. Boom, 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 boom. And then the next day, everybody. Boom, 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 boom. Wake up and line up. Boom, 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 boom. Wait in the line. Boom, 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 boom. Because if you wait in the line, boom, 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 you're going to get your share from the she camel milk. Yeah. Everybody. Hey, I'm first. No. I'm first.
I am first.
Okay, guys, okay. Don't worry. The she camel is going to flood so much milk that you don't need to line up. There will be no line. You guys ready? Ready? Are you ready with the buckets? Yes. Once she starts bumping in milk, she will not stop. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go! The first bucket is full. The second bucket. The third, the fourth, the fifth. And they filled up all the buckets in the town. And she was still hot.
Still milky.
Woo! Saleh, Prophet Saleh said, here's the third sign. But let me tell you something. Allah said, you don't slaughter this she camel. You don't what?
Slaughter.
You let her live among you. You let her live among what?
You.
If you slaughter the she camel, you will be destroyed in?
Three days.
You count 3, 2, 1, you will be destroyed. Now, the guards, did the guards like the she camel?
Yeah.
Why? People are sitting together and they talk it. Oh, Saleh is right, man. Look at the she camel. She, here we go. Look with your eyes. Look, she is there. That's what she asked for. And he brought the she camel. And we're drinking milk every day, every other day. And we are. And then the guards come. Here we hear people talk about Saleh. Did you tell anything about Saleh?
Yeah.
Did you say?
I did.
I need a lot of soldiers.
I did.
And people started slowly believing. Slowly what?
Believing.
Greeks believed it. So the guards went to that big lady and they told him, "My lady, my lady, my lady! What? My lady, what my lady? My lady, my lady, my lady!" Say what? Nah, my lady. The she camel. The she camel. The she camel is going to cause us a lot of trouble. Why? Because the she camel is making people believe. Every time they see, every time they see the she camel walking, every time they see the she camel walking, what happens?
Temptation.
They are tempted to say, La ilaha illallah, Salih Rasulullah. And when we show up, they say, shh, shh. We love, you know, the name of the big lady. Her name was Bellona. Let's call her Bellona, her nickname. So they, when they see the she camel, we say, La ilaha illallah, Salih Rasulullah. When the guards come, we hear somebody talking about Salih. They say, we love Bellona. Yes, we do. She is our prophet. Indeed, that's true. Who believes the prophet Salih? He's a big liar. We love Bellona. Then the guards leave, and the she camel comes. We say what? La ilaha illallah, Salih Rasulullah. The guards told the she lady, my lady, you want trouble? You want trouble? Leave the she camel alive. Every day the she camel is alive and walking around, we're losing more and more crowd. What are you going to wait for? Huh? Are you going to wait for until the whole town becomes a town of believers? And we go out of business? And we go out of business? Okay, guys. I guess it's time for the, because the rest of the story is so long. I'm going to light up a pizza! اللي هيتضحى هو البوي فريند بتاع اللي معاه. And he's going to drink first because he might have courage to get to slaughter the sheep. But then, Are you mentioning Prophet Saleh? I heard you saying Prophet Saleh. I'm going to drag it.
It's too big for you. Just this guy grew some muscles, you know.
I fell in the chair until I fell asleep.
Huh?
Until I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
This guy was asleep, but he can't. He tried.
Today is too much work. Friday is a working day, but it's an exciting working day because the feeling of Friday is the sweetness of Friday.
Next day is Saturday.
That's okay. Share it. It's
and
okay.
Saturday is the most luxurious day in the whole week.
Share it. It's not ours. Share it out.
That's why it's very important not to miss Fajr on Saturday in particular. Because it's the most luxurious day in the week. It's very important. On this particular day, we have no excuse
pizza.
Not to miss Fajr.
Oh, yeah. Even though probably this is the only day I miss Fajr. I know. Because I wake up every day at 4 o'clock. Saturday, I wake up at 7.
Hey, guys, eat on the mat. Come on. No playing on the carpet. No playing while you're eating. Adam, on the mat.
Guys, come on. Yell up. Everybody eat the mat and then rest. Yeah, thank you.
Is it true that Oracle went out of business?
No. Oracle?
Yeah.
No.
My wife is telling me she heard the news.
Yeah. Oracle
is being bought by somebody.
No, they bought some other company.
That's what makes sense.
They are buying some businesses. And today, the European market, the European... Union just approved the
merger.
They don't call it a merger.
Acquisition.
Acquisition, yeah. The acquisition, just today.
Yeah.
Oracle is way too big to go down.
That's
what I think, because it's the only successful object-oriented database management system in the whole market.
One of three people that are willing to pay $10,000 a day to land, to land their plane after midnight. Ellison, what's his name?
Barry Ellison.
He pays $10,000 per day to just land his plane after midnight.
The CEO of Oracle.
Oh yeah.
After midnight. Where?
After midnight in San Jose Airport.
Wow.
It's a chopper, I think he has.
No, it's a jet.
It's one of those
Learjet. He's willing to pay $10,000 just to stay late and come back late.
What is the joy for that? I don't get it.
He goes in the news every day.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, when you get to the news the first time, you get excited.
Oh.
The second time, you're so thrilled. The third time, come on now, don't disturb me.
So you don't have that thing. So you won't understand. I don't have that thing. You need to have that thing inside.
Wow,
the what?
That thing inside. You don't have it. I don't have it. We don't have that thing.
It's those rich people.
He has it. So let him enjoy it.
But it is.
As long as my city is making $10,000, I'm happy.
Well, the city makes. Is it the city?
Yeah.
The airport is for the city, right?
Yeah.
I think it's...
Is it the county or the city? I think the county.
I think those guys wanna just convince themselves that they can do things that others can't do. So they try to prove to themselves that they are happy.
Just brag about doing things nobody else is willing to do.
I doubt that this is causing any happiness anymore. Really, what is the big deal in it? Land your aeroplane, so what?
Happiness is
a penalty.
Measurement of happiness is different for different people.
Yeah.
For me, it is good food. For him, it is dangerous pain. You are enjoying so much.
She came in with somebody.
إنا مرسل الناقة فتنة لهم فارتقبهم واصطبر ونبئهم أن الماء قسمة بينهم كل شرب محتضر فنادوا صاحبهم فتعاطى فعقر صاحبهم هو البوي فريند فتعاطى درينك الكحول فعقر في كوهر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر إنا أرسلنا عليهم صيحة قاحدة كأنهم إنا أرسلنا عليهم صيحة فكانوا كهشيم المحتضر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر ده في سورة القمر اقتربت الساعة وانشقت القمر وبعدين كمان في سورة الناس كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها أشقاها عشان كده الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لعلي رضي الله عنه من أشقى الأولين والآخرين قال عاقر ناقة صالح وقاتلك يا ابن أبي طالب يعني he said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was speaking to علي رضي الله عنه so he told him when he was reciting this سورة سورة الشمس إذ انبعث أشقاها the most miserable guy. Okay, so the Prophet said that the most miserable two people are the one who killed the she camel and then the one who's going to kill you. Abdullah ibn Jamal.
He gave him a prophecy to Ali that he's going to be killed. How many years ahead?
That was when he's still alive. That was like about 20 years ago.
20 years?
Ali radiallahu anhu is killed 20 years after the Prophet.
SubhanAllah, Ali lived all these years knowing he's going to be killed. What a feeling.
Well,
all the Khalifas were killed after Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali.
Well, we would live with the feeling that we're dying. We all know that. We're going to die. Whether
but you know, dying is different than being killed.
But did he tell him he's going to be killed or after
you die? They say, تعددت الأسباب والموت واحد. The reasons are many, but death is one. Death is death.
And then you will say, فيما تتغيره.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, there's...
Bring it here.